Praise God. Lord helps us today. I'm going to take my time teaching. My title is Keep Me and Guide Me in the Right Way, O Lord.
Amen.
Guide me, Lord, in your way. You know, you won't find any peace in any other way but God's way. It's a fact. I'm glad a long time ago God opened my eyes and showed me what my need was. And I followed Him and I obeyed Him. And I'm here today and I am what I am by the grace of God. And it's brought me to where I am. But I thank Him that He put something in my heart to keep me. And I've always been trying to be sensitive to God's voice and God's leading. Lord, what do I do with my life? How do you want me to live? What do you want me to do that would draw me closer to you? Lord, is there anything in my life that I could lay down or I could do to get closer to you and know that I've got your favor and to feel that I've got your spirit and you're pleased with my life? You know, this is a thing we have to do an inventory on our life all the time. All the time. Every day we wake up, it's a brand new day. What will we do with it? Will we give it to the Lord? Will we praise Him through the day and say, God, let me be a light. Let me love you. Let me walk with you in your way. Oh, God, listen for a few moments. I want to say this before I start. God is the safest guide you will ever have in your life.
Amen.
He is the safest guide. Oh, Lord, if you follow Him, you'll be saved and make it all the way to heaven. How many wants to make it all the way to heaven, yes, Lord? Yes. I don't want anything to hinder me or slow me down, Brother Terry. I don't want to fall. I don't want to slide away from God. I want to be in His presence. Oh, can I say this, Sister Sheila? Oh, the glory that there'll be when we finally step inside the gate and say, thank you, Lord, that I held on and I made it home. Praise be to the Lord. Hallelujah. I made it through the storms and the trials of life. I'm glad, dear Jesus, that I followed you. I'm now safely home. Like the song says, heaven is sounding sweeter all the time by the signs we're seeing all around us and on the news. Things are coming to a head. It's all pointing to the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. How many is ready today? Oh, thank you, Lord. Have you got Him in your heart? Have you got Jesus in your heart? Have you been washed in the blood and been cleansed? Oh, thank you, Lord. I want to be ready. Jesus, is your lamp trimmed and burning bright? Oh, God, have you got oil in your vessel? Have you got on the garment of salvation? Whatever you do, get ready your heart and life. Get it right with God because time is a running out. I don't know about you, but I feel the witness down in my soul that the Lord is coming soon. You can almost hear the rustling of angel wings. Oh, Lord, almost see the lights of that city. I've come too far already. I'm almost home. And you can say, Lord, I've been in this way for years. I've held on to the best of my mind. Lord, I've had my faults and my failures. Lord, they've been times, God, that I was away from your presence farther than you wanted me. But Lord, we're living in a time right now to draw nigh to God. How many knows it's time to draw nigh unto the Lord? Get oil in your vessel with your lamp, trim it and burn it, let it burn bright.
Yes.
Holy, holy, holy. Thank you, Lord. I want to ask us all, can we lose our spiritual sensitivity?
Yes.
And our desire for the Lord when troubles come?
Yes.
Oh, God. Jesus said in Matthew 24:12, And because iniquity shall abound. How many knows it's growing? Yes. It's getting worse and worse and worse. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Have you ever looked up the word wax? If I would take a candle on a candle stand and I would light it, light the little flame right here, as long as that flame's a-burning, it's hot. There's light radiating off of that little flame. Listen to me now. Oh, God. At the base of that little wick, there's a little puddle of wax where it's been melted, just as clear as crystal. Little flame keeps it clear. The little flame gives off light. But when that wick and the flame should get real low and go out, listen, that little puddle of wax that was clear, real clear, it begins to get hardened. It's a waxen cold, and it gets solid, and it crusts over. Lord, can you say tonight, I don't want the fire to go out.
Amen.
You see, when the fires are burning, it keeps you mellow. It keeps you humble. It keeps you pliable. You can see, if it was pitch dark right now, right in the middle of the midnight, if I would light a candle, one little flame, I could make it through this church.
Yeah. Right.
The light would illuminate my way. And they could say, I want to be clear, Brother Tommy. I want the fire. I want the light to shine.
Yes.
I don't want it to go out. Holy, holy, holy. There is some enduring for every one of us to do.
Yes.
My problem might not be yours. My troubles might not be yours. What tempts me and bothers me, it might not do you. But how many knows in every one of our lives, we have things that we have to deal with.
Yes.
And a lot of times we don't like it. I don't want it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have that feeling, this just ain't fair. You know, I don't like this. Why? Why me? That is the reason the Bible said, Jesus said, he that endureth unto the end. I promise you this, when you feel like you can't go no further, I promise you the grace of God, God will look down in your heart. He'll look right down in your heart. He'll know and he'll see your desire to love him and serve him. And you know what he'll do? He'll come down and give you strength. He'll come down and give you grace to hold on. He'll lift you up when you're at your lowest. Raise your little hand too. He'll lift me up. He'll lift me up when I feel like that I'm at the lowest. Thank you, Lord. Because he knows my desire. Holy, holy, holy. I've had a time with this yesterday, typing and praying and crying and reading. I want you to know, the Lord knows where the dangers lie for God's people.
Right.
He knows where they are. He is aware of every avenue that Satan uses to cause us to lose that momentum, to lose that inward zeal. Your enemy, the devil, wants your mind. He wants your mind. He wants to occupy your time with this world. He wants your emotions. He wants to control you. He wants to keep you from real heartfelt victory in God's salvation. Listen, there are times that we gotta shake ourselves and call on the Lord. Hey, God. I tell you, the Holy Ghost can keep us from being hung up on something.
Right.
If there was ever a time to dedicate ourselves and focus our heart and our attention on the Lord, it is right now. I cannot stress it enough. We must stay close to God in this hour. If we don't, we'll lose our way. And this world will, believe me, it'll swallow you up. Can you say today, I don't want to lose the joy of God's salvation. I don't want to forfeit anything that He's given me or He showed me and revealed to me. I tell you, knowledge is power. How many knows the Holy Ghost, when He comes, He'll lead you into all righteousness. He'll show you things to come. He'll show you what the mind of the Lord is. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Show me, Lord. I want to walk in your way. I want to be in the right way, all the way in your way, God. I'm calling to everybody in our church. Earnestly pray, children. Do it now. Earnestly pray and seek God. Hold your Bible dear to you.
Yes.
And read it. It is God's voice. It'll keep you from this world's misery and its mess. I go back in my study every morning. I get this right here. When you pick this up and you read it, you know what you're doing? When you open the lid of it and you start reading it, this is God's voice.
Right.
This is God's will. Whew. Right in the pages, you'll see the Lord. There's mercy to be found in God. There is grace. There's a well of living water.
Yes, yes.
Holy, holy, holy. There is bread of heaven. There is manna right in the pages of this. There is instruction, and there is wisdom, and there is knowledge in this blessed book. There is a light that will never be put out. It's right here. This is better than any GPS and better than any Google. It's higher than the satellites in the heaven. This is the way to God. Raise your little hand. This is the way to God. This is my joy. This is my life. This is my lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. This is what I need. This gives me the knowledge that I need to know how to resist the devil.
Yes.
Right.
There's power in this thing. There's power in the Word of God.
Yes.
Holy Lord, hold it dear to you. Have you all got a dedicated time each day? You don't have to answer. Where you spend time with the Lord in prayer and in His Word. Sometimes, listen, sometimes I can pick this Bible up and I don't read very much. There's a scripture it just comes right off of the page and you can feel it down in your heart. I can't tell you the times that I've been reading and just break down and cry. It's God's voice. Listen, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It's God breathed, as men of old wrote it. They wrote by inspiration. And this Word of God is inspired. It's spirit filled. Your flesh profiteth nothing. Jesus said, but the words that I speak unto you are spirit and life. There's life right here. There's hope right here.
Yes.
Praise God. Hold it dear to you. Pray. Get a prayer life. You'll find out the little things that used to just push you over, they don't, like they did. Proverbs chapter 4, and read verses 20 through 23.
My son, attended to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto these that find them, and healeth to all of their flesh. Keep thine heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Yeah.
The Lord gave me that scripture when I first got saved. He really did. I was reading through Proverbs, and just like the Lord talked to me about it. Listen, my son, and that goes for everybody, men, women, boys, and girls, attend to my words. You know what that means? Hearken and listen. Pay attention and take heed to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all of their flesh. Who knows the word of God can heal us? Keep thy heart with all diligence, constant effort, for out of it are the issues of life. Now, the Holy Ghost is saying to all of us, find God's divine will for you and endeavor to stay in His presence. Listen, to have one foot in this world and a heart that is divided, Satan will win and will lose. How many can say, Brother Tommy, God's divine presence means everything to me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Sister Sheila, we got a treasure in this earth and that's all. I'm just glad there's times that you can really, really feel Him so strong on the inside.
Yes.
You got a blessed assurance. I was in a shower singing, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchased of God. I'm born of His Spirit. I'm washed in His blood. How many's got that blessed assurance today, Lord? I'm still teaching. Keep me, God, in Your way, Lord, right in the middle. Whew. Holy, holy, holy. This makes the third Sunday that I've been using these scriptures. And Brother Ronnie, I can't get away from it. There is a reason. Psalms 5 and 2, the psalmist David said, hearken, hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. Hearken, Lord. How many feel like sometimes you just really, really need God? You really need to hear from God?
Yes.
Hearken, Lord. I'm pouring out my heart to you and I'm praying. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. David just saying, I've got a lot of enemies and demon powers and doubts and fears and every other voice of the enemy.
Yes.
They're trying to turn me aside, slow me up, trip me, hinder me, and pull me out away from God. Holy Lord, show me, God. Make it so clear. Your way so clear I won't miss it. Psalms 27 and 11, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path. Reveal it. Can I tell you, to be saved and secure, there has to be commitment?
Right.
I'm going to be honest with you. You cannot let a day go by. You'll lose ground.
Yes.
I mean, he's with me. You cannot lose one day without praying and reading your Bible. You'll lose ground.
Right.
Oh, Lord. Lord, I've got to be in your way and go your way. I don't want to miss heaven. I've got to make it. So, it's come to the point, this world is poison. It is corrupt.
Oh, yeah.
It is polluted.
Yeah.
God help me. It attracts. It offers its pleasures and entertainments. But it brings bondage and misery.
Yeah.
It'll take you down and away from God. Can I tell you, there's nothing good or satisfying really in this world of evil. It'll strip you. It'll take your peace. It'll take away your joy. Children, this world will take you to the grave and beyond to hell. Empty and broken in life. How many's got Jesus today in the house? Woo! I'm on my way up. Praise God forever. This world is going down like a cesspool, a whirlpool, and it's going down. I'm glad a long time ago God got a hold of my heart. Hallelujah. He brought me out of that broad road. How many could say he brought me out, Brother Ty? He showed me his grace. He gave me mercy. He saved me. I was born again, and I ain't about to let loose of that. Raise your hand and just wave it to the Lord. I'm going to keep what he gave me. I'm going to keep what I have felt. I know it's real.
Gee, God.
Yes.
Hey, God.
Praise
hey, Lord.
The Lord.
Yes. Oh, Lord. If you ever, ever, ever really feel this down about the fifth rib, inside of you will be a river of flow and thank God forevermore.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
You can't have it, devil. I'm not for sale. I'm not for sale.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in a good church, got a good pastor, good brothers and sisters, good singers, good testifiers, and the Spirit of the Lord and the presence of God is right here. Hallelujah. On Carter Avenue. Raise your hand and love him.
Yeah.
I'm not training. Praise,
Hallelujah.
Hey,
Hallelujah.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Lord, yeah. This'll put a go ye down inside of you. All you need is a quickening power of the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Lord, sometimes we get weak, we get frail, our body aches and it hurts. Oh, when the quickening Spirit comes, it ain't hard to raise your hand and the tears flow and strength comes. Thank
yeah.
God.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Somebody give me Proverbs 3:5. And when you get it, read verse 5 and 6. 3, verse 5 and 6.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
Will he do it?
Yes.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I could go about 7 ways at once here. I was raised United Baptist. Good people. Heart full of love. It is a fact. Good people. No music in the church. I was raised from a little kid. That's all I remember. Sitting on them old wooden benches all the way up. Until I was 18, I got saved at 20, but I stopped going when I was 18. 2 years I wouldn't go to church. No music. But you know, somebody invited me to go to a Free Will Baptist church out there in Wayne County, way out on top of a hill. Lord have mercy. They had a piano. They had guitars. And you talk about singing. It came from their heart and the melody and the music. Lord have mercy. This is different from what I used to. Goodness sakes. And God dealt with my heart that night, that first night I ever went. I felt something. Felt the Spirit of God calling me. I went to that altar. Of course, y'all heard it 100 times. And I said, Lord, I don't know how to pray. If you'll help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home. Man, it was all gone. Gone was the drugs. Gone was the desire for alcohol. My great, great day. Is this me? I got up. I went down. Honest to goodness, and I was a crying. There's a lump in my throat. The tears just a rolling. Man, I went down in misery. Went down in chains. And when I come up, whoa, man, everything looks different. Everything is new. I hugged Dad. I used to go and hug Mom. These people come around and hug everybody in that church. Hug Dad again and hug Mom again. Woo! Lord have mercy, something got a hold of me. Just loving children, love him today. Oh God, your presence is sweet. The Lord will get a hold of you and he'll let you feel something this world don't have.
Right.
Yes. Well, that ain't all. That same man that invited me to go to the Baptist church where I got saved, he had a group, his mom and dad and his sister, and they sung in quartet, and they went down to Brownstown and said, Tommy, said at Brownstown Church of God here in Canova, said, come on down. Told me where the church was, and I found it and everything, went in there. Lord have mercy, this is different now. I tell you what, they've got tambourines around here. Woo. Sister Barb Corns was up here, was standing at right here where the microphones are. Her and her mommy was singing, and they was playing the piano. And I was back, Sherry, somewhere close to where you're sitting there, maybe a little bit this way. And I tell you, Sister Barb went, woo! And her hair, bobby pins went everywhere. I was, my eyes just been around. I said, you know, being in the Baptist church, why, Lord have mercy. What are they doing around here? And I'm telling you, her hair's going back and forth like kids. Bobby pins, she went, woo! Her went, she one way, she went the other way. Her mom started shouting. Barb was just shouting all up. Something hit me. Listen, I'm telling you, it's real. Something hit me in the top of my head. First time ever been in a Pentecostal church. Brother Ronnie, it was like you take and heat up some oil and make it real warm and start pouring it on top of my head. And it just went down. It was invisible, but I was feeling it. It went all the way down to my feet. Oh, the tears. Sister Maria, the tears was rolling down my face. I was a crying. I didn't know why I was a crying. I was already saved. Lord have mercy, this felt good. Whatever they got, it sure is really, really good. Somebody looked at me. They said, you want to go up there and pray? I said, yeah. I come up here to the altar again, and all I could do, thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. I'm telling you, God will open your eyes to this good Holy Ghost. Raise your hand and let him. He'll open your eyes to this anointing and to the Spirit and the power. It is really real. And from that very night, I was saved in 1974. 4 years later, I'd go up on the mountain to pray. I'd take my Bible, a light flashlight, and a blanket upon the hill, and I would pray, and I would say, Lord, I want what they got. Lord, it feels good. I kept coming back to Brownstown Church. I'm telling you, every time I come, it felt better and better. I made my way up, and I was sitting on the front. Oh, Lord, nobody knows. I tell you, what we need in this hour is the Lord to create a desire in our heart, and a hunger, and a thirst in our heart. Hey, for the greater things. Hallelujah. And a hunger for his Spirit. Hallelujah. If you hunger, you shall be filled. If you're thirsty, he'll pour it out. Give him a wave off it. I've come too far, and I know this way's right.
Yes, amen.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
I was a seeking God with everything I had. I was on midnight shift at Huntington Plant, Huntington Alloys, Nickel Plant. It's now Special Metals. And I was supposed to punch in. It was 12 to 8 shift. And I, of course, I'd punch in, you know, about 10 minutes till midnight. You know what I did? I got so hungry. I go to church. It don't matter if they're having revival or singing anywhere. I wanted God. So hungry. I would go to that plant parking lot. Of course, they had big old lights. It's shining all over the parking lot. You know, great big parking lot, and people was coming in there. I'd get in there at 9 p.m. I would say to the Lord, Lord, I'm going to show you I'm hungry, and I want the Holy Ghost. I want the Holy Ghost. You all heard it, ain't you?
Come on.
Yes.
I said, Jesus, I said, I'm going to show you that I really, really, really want the Holy Ghost. I'm desperate. I want to feel what they've got. I was a-setting.
under that, you know, the steering wheel's right here. Had knit pants on where I'd been in church. Had my Bible over there, passenger side. I'd read it for a while. Man, I'm hungry. Oh, God, from 9 p.m. till 10 minutes till 12, I'd read my Bible and pray and cry. Then I'd cry and read my Bible and pray. Holy, I feel it. Don't let it surprise you. I'm going to take out one of these doors here in a minute. Holy, holy, holy. And I said, Lord, I said, I want it. Feel me, Jesus, feel me. But during that time, that 4 year from 1974 to 1978, God had to get a lot of things out of me.
Well,
Amen.
Come on.
There is a second work of grace called sanctification.
Yeah, come on.
And that 4 years, the Lord, I had to quit doing a whole lot of things that wasn't right to God. And I had to give up some things, material things, that wasn't pleasing to the Lord. And I'd say, Lord, I've given this up. Lord, I've quit this. God, I'm so hungry.
I said that too.
Sanctify. Listen, it makes a difference how you're raised. I was raised in a formal church, a Baptist church, where you could do a lot of things. You could have a lot of things. You could entertain a lot of things. God had to get that out of me. Listen, you have to unlearn a whole lot of things.
Yep. Amen.
Tradition has to go out.
Right.
And God's ways have to come in. I say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I scooted that seat back. Like this right here. I got down right there underneath that steering wheel. Stretched over where that, you know, where the transmission hump is there. I went over into the passenger side. It didn't matter if I was dirty or not. I'd pray and cry and cry and pray and beg God, I want the Holy Ghost, Lord. I want the Holy Ghost. I did this different times. And there's one night I come in there, and you all heard it. I was bent over there. Well, there was a guard, and he always stayed up there in the guardhouse and had a lot of glass around it. And he come out there. I was down in the floorboard. He had a big old long flashlight, big black one, big long one like this right here. He shined that light down. He wouldn't want Paul saw on the road to Damascus. This was a natural light. It was bright. It was shining right down in front of my face in that old dirty floorboard. It took me a minute to get out of there. And I scooted. And I went up over the transmission like this right there. I wiggled around and got under the steering wheel. Rode the window down there.
Yeah. He looked at me.
He said, son, are you all right? I said, yeah. I said, I'm doing just fine. I said, I come in here. He said, and I said, I come in here and I read my Bible. And I said, I get down to pray. He looked at me. He said, really? I said, well, yeah. I said, I'm talking to the Lord. He said, I've been watching you. He said, you come in here almost 3 hours early and said, your head disappears. I said, I thought I'd come out and check on you. He said, I had to find out. I met that man years later after I got the sweet Holy Ghost. Many years later, I think it's over Hardy's restaurant over there in the west end of Huntington. He said, son, he said, I have never forgotten that night when you was down in the floor of your car and you said you was a-praying. It's worth it. Raise your little hand. Jesus, would you draw me? Jesus, would you make me hungry? Make me thirsty, Lord. Please, God, show me. Let me know to be sanctified. What to stop watching? What to stop looking at? What to stop listening to? The things that I do, God, sanctify me. Let me be holy in dress.
Yes.
Let me be holy in talk and actions. Well, I've come a long way, but did you know that if we don't keep this old outward man dead, he'll rise up again?
Yes.
It'll do it.
Oh God, show me your way and keep me in your way. Praise God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. Listen. In all of thy ways, acknowledge him. And he shall direct thy paths.
Yes.
Can I say here tonight, it's not in man to guide his own steps. You need God's Spirit. How many's ever had the Lord to work things out for you in the house here?
Amen.
You knew that he did.
Amen.
Holy God. You couldn't do it. But he went before you. And the Lord moved. Listen. God sees your heart. He knows our desire to serve him. Sister Maria, I felt this when I come to this scripture. Would you turn in your Bible? And I want you to read this for me. Turn to Psalms chapter 16. And I want you to read verse 1, verse 8, and verse 11. Verse 1, verse 8, and verse 11.
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there is pleasure forevermore.
Sissy, is the Lord your joy?
Oh, yes. He gave it to me.
How many could say he's my joy too, Brother Tommy?
Amen.
It's worth the battles, honest, to feel this and to have this.
Amen.
It's worth it, Sissy, to have that in your heart and to hold on to it. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. I have set the Lord always before me, and because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Ain't God good? We just came to church today and looked out there up on a hill right beside this house. Tree just full of white blooms. It lets me know the seasons change. They change in our life too. Thank God, it don't always stay bad and cold.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
I
want to wipe this, or wind this up, not wipe it out.
Wipe it out.
Oh, Lord. I want us to look, just for a moment now, at Moses and the children of Israel for a lesson of waiting on God and trusting him to guide our way. Now, you know the story, how God sent Moses down to Egypt to deliver the people, Israel, out of bondage and lead them to the promised land.
Yeah.
They were slaves under the wicked king Pharaoh. He made their lives hard and bitter. Pharaoh in the Bible is a type of Satan the devil. Egypt is a type of the world. God is a saying, listen, these are my people that I'm a calling. I love them. I've chosen them. And I want to say here today, God loves you too.
Yes.
God was a saying, I've got to get my people out from under their burdens and bring them to a better place. Say it with me. Better place. A land flowing with milk and honey. I want to tell everybody, me included, God wants to get us in a better place.
Yes.
Hey, Lord. He wants to get us out from under the devil's oppressing hand. Thank you, Lord. God, through Moses, led his people out of Egypt down to the Red Sea. Uh-oh. There they stood, Brother Ron. 2 to 3 million mommies, daddies, and their children. Stopped by the waters. They could not go any farther. There was a mountain on one side, a mountain on the other. The Pharaoh, the devil Pharaoh and his army were behind them, coming to take them back to bondage again in Egypt.
Listen to me today. The devil would like to have you back out in the world. Hang on.
Yes.
He'd like to have you back out in the world again. He wants you back. But listen, but if he cannot get you outside of these doors into sin, he will be happy just to bind you and keep you in bondage in your mind. Hallelujah. He'd like to bind your mind right in the house of God. Lord Jesus, help us, oh God. You could be sitting right here and be just as bound and not really be out in the world of sin.